We are headed to the Lumberjack World Championships underway in Hayward. That's about 80 miles north of Eau Claire. You're with us for a Wisconsin weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Renowned lumberjacks from around the world are competing in 24 events. And here's the short list: log rolling, boom running, sawing, chopping, axe throwing, and speed climbing. The championships are being broadcast live for the first time on ESPN3. So are you taking it in? Do you know anyone competing? Have you ever attended or competed in a lumberjack competition? What's your event? What do you like to watch? Let's talk. 800-642-1234. Ben Popp is executive director of the Lumberjack World Championships. He's also executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. Ben, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So explain for us, who is a lumberjack? Who competes in these world championships?
You know, now it's these unbelievable athletes. Of course, if we look back in history, it's evolved a little bit. But now the competitors come from all corners of the globe. They come from Australia, New Zealand, Czechoslovakia, Canada, the United States. And these are men and women that are not only strong as a bull, of course, but they are agile and nimble and quick. And it's just an unbelievable feat of athleticism when, as you mentioned, all these different events they compete in is really incredible. So it's fun to watch, and they put on an amazing show, of course.
So are these career athletes? How do they train for this?
Well, that's just it. Of course, when the event started, this truly was the way of life 60, 70, 80 years ago. And these are actually activities, of course, lumberjacks and lumberjills did every day. Well, now, of course, the timber industry is evolving, and a lot of these skills are not something that's necessarily happening day to day as part of their livelihood, although a little bit perhaps. But they really do, speaking with the athletes and getting time to spend with them, they really do actually train now specifically for chopping and the sawing events, climbing, of course. I mean, the speed climb 90 feet in the air and then come crashing back down. So these are now events like a bike race, a triathlon, or any specific event you might do. They actually train very specifically for it and have equipment that is very, very specific to it. The saws and things that are tuned, some of the hot saws, these chainsaws, actually have little snowmobile motors on them. That's how fast and big they are. Correct. So now very specific to the events.
And they carry this gear with them to the competition. It's that specialized?
Yeah, some of the, again, their axes and their saws, the one and two person saws, the chainsaws, the gaffs, they call them. Those are the things they put on their feet when they're climbing the speed climb. The boom runners and log rollers have these shoes that, of course, you can't go into a local retailer and buy yourself a pair of log rolling shoes. But they actually make them themselves, take sometimes flats and screw metal spikes into them. So then, yeah, they actually bring all of their gear with them to these different, and oftentimes there's different festivals around the U.S. And actually, there was just a large competition in Milwaukee that the Steel Series puts on. And so many of them have been traveling. They were in Milwaukee, and now they're up here in the beautiful Northwoods. And I'm not sure exactly how you'd get on an airplane with some of this stuff.
I was just going to say, how do you get through security with those axes?
Exactly. So it must be ground travel. But yeah, so they travel with quite an arsenal of things, and then they show up, and it's really amazing.
We're talking with Ben Popp, executive director of the Lumberjack World Championships, which started yesterday in Hayward. What questions do you have about the competition? Are you planning to watch them? Have you ever attended a lumberjack competition or tried log rolling yourself? What do you want to know? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Ben, you just said they're lumberjacks and lumberjills. Who are the lumberjills?
So the ladies compete right alongside the men in almost every one of the same events. They do not climb, but other than that, it's side by side. And when this event started back in 1960, they competed in log rolling as well at that time. And so they've always been side by side along with the men in the competition. And then they added more and more events as they went through the years to now competing, like I said, in almost every event. And it's just as amazing. Like I said, they chop through these 14-inch pieces of aspen and the pine sawing wood so fast. It's just incredible. And so it's they even have some events that are men and women together. They call the double buck, and where they're using both a man and woman on one of these saws cutting through. And so there's these team events, if you will, as well. And so it's pretty amazing to watch them make some sawdust fly.
Where does your wood come from?
So it's interesting. Of course, the timber industry is really, really large here in northern Wisconsin. And that was some of the storied history, of course, when this whole thing started back in 1960. And some of the aspen comes from this very area. And some of the larger white pine that we use comes from closer down by Menominee. And it's really meant to be as uniform as possible, because of course the athletes all want to be on a similar medium, right, if you will. And you know, trees are trees and they don't exactly grow the same. And so that's actually part of the art, watching these athletes make sure, exactly studying the piece of wood that they have. And it's a real art for them. And again, this is a lot of them part of their livelihood and what they do day to day. So it's really important to them. And then again, the timber piece really celebrating up here in northern Wisconsin. So it's fun that a lot of the timber comes right from here.
Well, we can imagine in our mind's eye the log rolling, but what is boom running?
Yeah, so boom running is, and if we go back to the history again and just briefly to touch on that, the event started in 1960. Tony Wise, a man that had a big resort up here, had recently come back from World War II, and he brought a lot of different events and said, how do we get people in northern Wisconsin? There were two large mills up here. And he said, well, of course, the timber industry, that's what we do. And so these lumberjacks, they're always telling everybody how good they are. We should have a competition. Well, of course, they were always driving wood up and down the rivers, getting them to the mills. And the boom was oftentimes a large piece, a string of timber, if you will, that would collect a lot of these single logs and kind of hold them together where they wanted them. And of course, the lumberjacks that were moving the timber down the river, they would be hopping from around on these to make sure they wouldn't get stuck and that the logs would continue to move. So everyone was, you know, hey, this isn't so hard. And then somebody said, well, I can run it faster than you can run it. So now, fast forward to 2019, we actually stretch a series of logs with ropes in between them. Think of a long string that's a log, then a small rope, going from one dock across the Nemecogon River to another dock. And they actually start on one side. They go running across these floating logs that are just simply tied by a piece of rope. Now imagine what happens when you step on a floating log and then have to jump to the next one and jump to the next one, go around a barrel on one dock and run back. And so these things are bobbing and moving all around, and they just float across them like nothing. And it takes them 14, 15, 16 seconds only to go almost 100 yards where they go across to one dock, turn around, and come back. And so many of them end up in the water, but the really good ones, of course, are across and back before you know it.
We're taking in the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward with Executive Director Ben Pop as our guide. We're learning about all of the timber sports disciplines. Do you work in the timber industry? Do you ever think about what your work is like today compared to what it looked like in the past when people felled trees by hand? Did your parents or grandparents work in the timber industry? What did they tell you about being lumberjacks? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more Wisconsin Weekend in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. The tradition of competition between lumberjacks started in the 1890s, and now for 60 years, Hayward has been home to the Lumberjack World Championships. We're talking about it here on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. More than 120 athletes from around the world are competing in a variety of timber sports. Speed climbing, boom running, as we've been talking about, single buck sawing, underhand chopping, axe throwing. It's all happening right now on the shores of Lake Hayward. So what is your connection to timber sports? Does anyone in your family have a history with Wisconsin logging? And what brings you out to lumberjack competitions? We're at 800-642-1234. And you can find a story and photos on WPR.org. It's also posted on Facebook, where you can see Amy asked a Facebook friend, "Want to come visit?" And Eric replied, "BRB, packing my flannel." Ben Pop stays with us. He's executive director of the Lumberjack World Championships. So, Ben, this competition, how it got started around 1959, who was Tony Wise, and why did he want to get this started?
Yeah, you know, Tony was just an amazing man. That he was a tank commander in World War II, had been overseas, came back, had built a small resort called Telmark Resort here in the Northwoods. And he was just an entrepreneur and dreaming up ideas of what can we do to bring people to northern Wisconsin? Gosh, why would you want to come up here? Well, we, of course, know it's a paradise. Many don't. And so he came up with these two really large iconic events, the American Birkebeiner Ski Race, which is North America's largest ski race and third in the world, and this Lumberjack World Championships competition. And they both started out quite small, 35 skiers, or just a few lumberjacks in the early events. And he really used it as a way to say, hey, these are the things we do in northern Wisconsin. We cross-country ski in the winter. Of course, there was two large mills here in Hayward, and it really was a big part of our industry and still is today. So he said, hey, we've got the best skiers, we've got the best lumberjacks, we're going to put a competition on here in northern Wisconsin, and it's going to draw people in, and it's going to fill my resort, and it's going to really put Hayward on the map. And you know, I think, well, I wasn't here in 1960 when he started it, but certainly the Birkebeiner and Lumberjack World Championships, with their small understated beginnings, have now really grown into these events that really define who we are up here in the Northwoods. And yeah, they really speak for themselves.
Well, I have to ask you, which is your favorite event? You're executive director of both. Do you feel like your heart is being tugged in two different directions?
Yeah, you know, it really is. I mean, it's really fun that we get to work on both of these events, that in the summertime, focusing on, there's so much tourism in the Hayward area, of course, and timber is a really big part of it. And to see these athletes come into town and just watch them do what they do is amazing. You know, and then the Birkebeiner is a little bit of a flip side, where we don't have as many professional athletes, but now 13,000 just recreational skiers flock into town. And so kind of an interesting dichotomy or difference in the different events, where one is very participatory by thousands of people from all over the world. This one is only the finest athletes around the world, and we just get to take it in. And so, yeah, you know, both of them is very carnival-like, right? You come and watch some amazing competition, but then you get to just enjoy the spectacle.
Well, let's bring in a call now. Roger is joining us from Park Falls. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
So what's on your mind? Yeah, about lumberjacks.
My family's been in the logging business for 400 years, traced our ancestry back to southern Germany, cutting beech for a glass factory. I grew up on a farm, and then my dad logged too, and with horses and a little dozer, and then my brother, and he got into the business, and then I followed him, and he was my partner here for 41 years, so...
How do you feel about the Lumberjack World Championships?
Well, it's a good test of skills of loggers.
Do you think it is reflective of what those loggers really have to have in physical characteristics?
Well, I knew some pretty tiny guys that were pretty powerful men. And they're similar skills. I mean, in the cutting wood for production. So, but now we've got this high tech equipment. It's a lot safer, and it's easier. It's air conditioned most of the days.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for bringing us that history going back hundreds of years, Ben.
Yeah, and that's really one of the things we talk a lot about at the event. The history of not only obviously what it meant to Hayward, but the industry as a whole. And we oftentimes see that up here in northern Wisconsin. We have recreation, and then we also have this industry. And for many, many years, actually, they didn't go very hand in hand. And now really trying to explain to everyone that utilizes the forest that not only do we have recreation, but we also have the timber industry and managed forests, and they really can go hand in hand, and that it's just an education process. And so this is a great event to really highlight that and highlight that this forest in these areas or anywhere not only are good for timber, they're good for recreation, and the history is really, really, really rich.
We're talking with Ben Popp, Executive Director of the Lumberjack World Championships, which is underway in Hayward. You can join in 800-642-1234. Ben, are there, as you look at the athletes, are there any favorites to win the competition this year? And who are they? Where do they come from?
Yeah, you know, we have last year's returning champions, and they're always favorites, of course. But I will say there's two fan favorites, and partly I'm a little biased because they have local flavors. Nancy Zaleski, who's won the title many, many times, is back, and she's always a fan favorite because, again, when you're a multi-year champion and you have roots in Hayward, it that speaks volumes. And then on the men's side, Cassidy Shear, who is a local boy, lives in Minneapolis now, but he just won the large steel event down in Milwaukee at German Fest last weekend. So rolling in on this momentum, coming up north and sort of the hometown boy. His dad was a lumberjack world champion, and you get this, of course, right? The hometown crowd gets behind you, and he's a unique athlete that many of the, as I mentioned, there's so many different events. Many of them only compete in three or four of them. As the caller mentioned, some of these guys are huge, and so maybe they don't do boom running. They only do the chopping and sawing. One of the unique things about Cassidy, here's a kid that can not only climb the 90-foot pole, he wins sawing and chopping events. So those guys are really rare that can do all of the events. And then that proves well as the all-around, that somebody that then can gather points and ends up easing their way into the championship. So, you know, certainly those are the fan favorites, but we get people from all over. And then sometimes the New Zealand crew is favorite because, hey, we love they came so far, but it's always exciting to see. And it's always been in the last few years that we've been involved, a very, very close competition.
So how do we get down to the finals in these events? There are these individual events you have all around. How does that structure go to get to the finals tomorrow?
Yeah, so we have a 3 days of events. Thursday was the quarterfinal. So first of all these athletes have to qualify to get here. You know, they won't let you or I show up with our axe and ask if we can play. And so then once they've qualified to get here, Thursday is the quarterfinals. Friday today is the semifinals, and then the finals are on Saturday. So each of these days continues to whittle down the athletes. And by the end, of course, the top six are competing on Saturday, but everyone else is ranked 7th through 24th. And then they're assigned points on where they finish at the end of the competition on Saturday. If they were first, they win 30 points, et cetera, down to the 24th place. And they just add all those points up, and that's how they then crown the overall Lumberjack World Championship. And then on Saturday, they'll also crown champions of each of the individual events. So there'll be a world champion boom runner. I think last year, Meredith Ingebrigtsen, as an example, she was now the champion, and she'll be the returning champion of the boom run. So each event has a champion, as well as then this overall coveted title to be crowned the world champion of lumberjacks.
And there's prize money involved.
Yeah, you know, it's a lucrative deal if you're good. they're competing for nearly $70,000 worth of prize money. And so, you know, it's of course, we know not cheap to go to all these locations and do what they do. And, you know, it's a real community effort. I will say one of the reasons this event is so popular and has done so well is the community just embraces it. We get great sponsorship partners, and together that allows us to put on this event and then be able to reward the Lumberjacks with some money that says, hey, you guys and gals are amazing. Amazing athletes. We love having you come and not only compete against each other, that by doing so put on an amazing show for us, the fans. And it's turns out to be a great synergistic relationship.
So what is the best tip you have for spectators if we want to come out tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I would say come early for sure. The grounds open at 11:30, and there's some pre-qualifying events that happen starting at noon each day. The main evening event doesn't happen till 6 o'clock, but there's, you know, I think of it as a small town carnival, right? That it's food vendors and face painting and book reading, and you can try log rolling. So it's really something for the entire family to come out early as the gates are opening, try some of the food. You can oftentimes meet some of the athletes. They'll be around doing things, which is always a neat experience, getting your picture taken with somebody the size of the door. And come on out. And then once you get there, one of the things that I like getting is some of the early competition. So even though the main quarterfinal, semifinal doesn't happen till the evening, there are, like I said, some of these other smaller events that earlier in the day, you can get right up close and see the athletes, feel the wood chips flying.
Well,
and
Ben,
it really ends up being amazing.
I can feel the energy. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been fun.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Popp is Executive Director of the Lumberjack World Championships. Final competition takes place tomorrow evening at 6 in Lumberjack Bowl in Hayward, about 80 miles north of Eau Claire. Coming up, we visit a staple of many summer concerts and festivals. It's the band shell. Did you have a band shell growing up? Let's talk about it. Wisconsin Weekend continues after this news update here on the Ideas Network.